Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Mezuzah, and we're basing ourselves off the Chayotim, but in this point the Chayotim doesn't really address the issue, so we're going to just talk it out, not based on the Chayotim. The question is, when a person takes off a mezuzah to check it, and he puts up, afterwards he puts the mezuzah back up, so when does he make another make a bracha or not? So a person takes off a mezuzah with intention to check it, and it turns out that the mezuzah is puzzle and he has to replace it with a new mezuzah. So obviously in that situation, there's no question that he needs to make a new bracha. It's a new mezuzah, and he has to make a new bracha. Even in that scenario, there are some poskim who suggest that a person should be mesiach das before he puts it back up. But the Iker Pesach is that that's not that situation. A person would make a new bracha. The question comes up when a person takes off the mezuzah and he finds out the mezuzah is kosher. Then he puts the mezuzah back up. Does he make another bracha when he puts it back up or not? Now, we discussed the case of talus, where a person takes off a talus with intent to put it back on. And we said from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that if the person is planning to put it back on within a few hour period, 2 to 3 hours, he does not make a new bracha when he puts it back on. There are some who suggest that that number, 2 to 3 hours, is based on the idea of that's how long a person would normally wear a talus. So if that amount of time has went by, it's almost like the period of time a person would wear a talus for a Shabbos davening is 2 to 3 hours, or Yantar davening is 2 to 3 hours. So beyond that time, so what's the zman for mezuzah? So mezuzah really is every single rega, and the mezuzah is on forever. So, but that being said, a person not mechayiv to wake up in the middle of the night. Right now he's an onus. If his mezuzah falls off, he's not chayiv. But from day to day, we could argue there's a chayiv to make sure that he has a mezuzah there. So some suggest maybe the shear is a day. That being said, there is a suggestion, something else, a different argument totally, that since when the person takes it off, it's possible that the mezuzah is going to be puzzled. He's not sure. So he's sort of not clear that he's planning to put it back up. And it's only in his bar later on that he's planning to put it back up. And therefore, there is a hesech hadas immediately, the sofik, that he's not sure that he's going to plan to put it back up. Therefore, Rav Menashe Klein suggested that a person would make a bracha when he's putting it back up, even if it be a short period of time, he still would make a bracha when he puts it back up. If a person is exchanging his mezuzahs to better mezuzahs, so in that situation, a person would make a new bracha. The new mezuzah, and he needs a new bracha. Let's say a person is just changing the cover of the mezuzah. He got a nice mezuzah case. He takes the mezuzah off the wall, puts into the takes it out of the old case, puts it into the new case, and puts it back up. In that situation, he does not make a bracha because he took it off over there. In that situation, clearly with intent to put it back up. A person takes off mezuzahs because they're painting a room. So in that situation, when the person puts the mezuzah back up, since he did not want it to be up at that point in time, so when he puts it back up later on, he's going to make a new bracha in that situation. There is, what about the case where mezuzah fell? So if you recall, we had by the case of Italis, when the talus falls off, person means it needs to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. So the Piskei Tshuva says that mezuzah will be the same thing as talus, that if mezuzah falls off on its own, that's worse than when you take it off, because when you take it off, you're controlling the plant. When it falls off, it fell off. So now you have a new chiyuv to put a mezuzah on. And that's what the Piskei Tshuva says. But there are those who argue that maybe a person should not make a bracha because by talus, a person does not wear the talus the whole day, so he does not have a chiyuv gomer to put it back on, whereas with mezuzah he must put it back on, so maybe that's not considered a hesach hadas, and therefore some argue we should not make a bracha. So mesafik, it would be better not to make a bracha. If a person takes off mezuzahs to check, and while has the mezuzahs off, the sefer has a mezuzah to lend him, for example, so he's not leaving his house mezuzahless. See, he takes the mezuzahs off for checking, puts up the mezuzahs of the cipher temporarily. A day later, the cipher finishes checking his mezuzahs. He takes those mezuzahs off and puts his mezuzahs back on. So in that situation, so two questions come up. What bracha does he make on these mezuzahs which he's putting up? in between. And what bracha does he make when he takes off those mezuzahs and puts the other ones back? So there are those who argue that since he's only putting up the mezuzahs, which are there for temporary purpose, temporarily, we could argue that since he's just putting it there for temporary usage, so you don't make a bracha, you can't make a bracha like boy mezuzah, because it's not a kriyas there. I've not seen that sefer inside, and it would seem to me that the logic would be that a person would make a bracha in that situation. And then the sefer continues, and he says, and therefore later on when he then takes those off and puts his own back on, if it less than a day has passed, like we said before, less than a day has passed, you're not making a new bracha. But again, according to the argument which we mentioned from the Rav Menashe Klein and Mishnah Halacha, since he wasn't sure he's going to be putting up his mezuzahs again, because maybe they'd be puzzled, so therefore he would make a new bracha when he puts it back on, even though he's had a different mezuzah there the whole time, and the house has not been mezuzahless. Have a good day.